tuned into the Audio Asylum. Let's get crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world's most pointless podcast, I think.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Oh yeah, welcome to the Audio Asylum. I wasn't sure.
Had to make sure we were recording, because it didn't look like it for a second.
Yeah, I wasn't sure, but we are. We're here now.
I think we're here. Yeah.
I hope we're here.
We're definitely recording.
Oh yeah.
We don't sound like we're here mentally at all. What the fuck?
Yeah, we don't sound like we're here mentally, and then things are falling.
Yo, I don't know what the fuck's happening. Oh, what the fuck?
I'm not even the frame. Now I am.
Okay, let's see if the camera stays. We are off to a nice technical difficulty start.
Yeah, we're off to a hot start. Christ. I think we're good now.
I think so, too. They're just going to be making noise outside for a while. I don't know what the fuck.
There'll be some banging and stuff.
Yeah.
Not sex banging, no. Unfortunately.
Not in this house.
That's...
Nobody fucks in this house.
You've never heard anybody fucking in all the years?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's just been a while. So when Papa used to live in the room that is now Chrissy's room, that was once my office, right above my bedroom. Yeah, like, one time I heard the squeaking. And I was just like, he can't get a fucking hard on anymore. How the fuck is he doing this? Yeah, that is a... Whoops. Sorry, Pop. It's a semi-known fact. I mean, he's fucking 65. You know,
yeah, I mean, I've heard the dick
stops. He's done his thing.
Yeah.
He put in his hours.
But he was putting in more.
He tried. I don't know what the fuck the girl was doing.
Well, she was squeaking.
Well, she was on top.
Oh, the bed was squeaking.
Yeah, I mean, she was trying. I don't know if she was succeeding, but she was trying.
I must have been uncomfortable to listen to.
Yeah. Because I was just like, what the fuck is that? And I was just like, oh no, she's here.
Yeah, see, it's cool that I spend the night at Diamantina's now, but they have a baby.
Oh.
So they can't fuck while I'm sleeping in their living room.
Why not?
I would at least hope not.
The baby's out now.
Yeah, but,
That fucking apartment up for rent now.
But you don't want to wake him up.
I mean, how loud you're fucking...
No, I don't know.
Not throwing each other across the fucking room.
But because the way their place is set up, like, that would be their room, right? Like, right behind you.
Uh-huh.
And then I would be in the living room on the couch.
Right.
And, you know, a little bit further down if that room was further down. But I'm always thinking, because there's not really a door.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if they're doing bad shit? And I'm just laying on the couch. But they can't do bad shit. They can't wake the baby up.
You don't think they've learned how to fuck quietly? Am I the only one who like, I mean, I haven't fucked, but, like, I can do it quietly?
Yeah, I think,
I mean, fuck myself, I make no noise. It is silent.
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard. I mean, honestly, I'm pretty quiet, too, when I fuck myself. I mean, not that I'm inserting anything into myself.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just stroking away. No noise, though.
See?
Thank God.
See, we know how to be fucking quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've jerked off while people have slept over, though.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Well, Blastoise was staying with me for a good, like, year. No, not year, what the fuck.
That's how it felt. Oh, I thought you were saying that, like, sarcastically, like, dramatic.
Nah, like, he stayed with me for a month and a half, just about. Every night when he was sleeping, closed my bedroom door, spank one out.
All right.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Blastoise. Sorry, not sorry.
Did I don't know. Was it almost more just like, ah, there's somebody in the next room? Not that you were going to fuck him, but, like, was it kind of nice to be like, ah, like, I'm getting away with this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's a certain thrill. I just can't turn the porn volume up on my phone.
So do most people not use headphones?
When I'm alone, I don't.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, my doors are locked.
Yeah, nah, just earbuds all the time.
Here's the thing, certain people I live with,
My walls are thin. The fucking house, like, you can hear shit all over this fucking house.
Well, my walls are thin, too, but here's the thing. People gotta learn privacy where I live.
Yeah.
I mean, they're pretty good with it, but sometimes...
And for the most part, you technically kind of have your own apartment.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, but just motherfuckers don't know how to, like, not barge in.
Yeah, like, my uncle, he needs to learn a little privacy lesson.
Yeah.
So sometimes, I'm under the impression of if he walks in and I'm batting one out, his fault.
He's just gonna have to watch.
Yeah, should have knocked.
Yeah.
Now, I hope he doesn't
just look him right in the eye. Just
an aggressive look in the
like,
eye.
What do you want?
Yeah. That's what I'm going to start doing. With the volume real loud, too. So people think I'm fucking and they leave me alone.
Nah, he'd walk right in if you were actually fucking.
Probably. He's a sick freak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not good. Oh, man. You watched anything good on TV?
Define good.
Yeah, I haven't watched anything good on the televisions lately.
Fucking. So, my mom's been watching reruns of Little House on the Prairie. And my entire life, I thought this was just like a wholesome show about people from the fucking, I don't know, like 18-some-fucks. I don't know when the fuck it's from. But this show's fucking dark.
It's called Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah. They, like, live in fucking, I don't know, Minnesota? I don't know where the fuck they live.
Some bumfuck town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Minnesota's a state.
Some bumfuck state.
Yeah. But whatever. Like, little fucking old-timey towns and shit. And, like, in the first episode that I sort of saw, like, there's a older dude in the class, and, like, they're making fun of him for being fucking stupid and, like, not knowing how to read. And just, like, an adult, just a fucking, somebody's mother is, like, making fun of him. And this is like, damn, bitch, what the fuck?
Damn.
But that's not the episode. That's a problem. There was a two-part episode. I think the episode title's actually, like, called Sylvia. And so I didn't catch the very beginning, but basically, like, a bunch of little boys fucking, like, run past, like, or, like, running at this girl's house and, like, trying to look in the window or whatever. Because she's a 14-year-old that has grown boobs.
Oh, yeah.
And the town is mad that she has boobs.
They're mad?
Yeah.
About titties?
Yeah.
Who gets mad about titties?
Fucking religious-ass little towns. And, like, you know, the father, like, chases the fucking boys away and shit. And then he's just like, oh, you have to bind them up more. It's like, this poor girl has to wear, like, the fucking binder to, like, not have tits.
She is.
And the same bitch that fucking made fun of the older kid for not knowing how to read calls a fucking meeting about, like, oh, no, she's a problem because she's got these tits and she's a whore and whatever the fuck. And she's, like, teasing all the boys with her fucking titties. And then, so, you know, eventually the adults in the town are just like, bitch, it's not a big deal, you know?
Yeah, titties.
It's fine. Like, boys are going to want to see tits.
Yeah.
Stop it. So that meeting adjourned. She's going home from school one day, and then she's walking around, and she hears, like, noises, so she goes to try to see what the noises are. Don't go see what the noises are. Just leave where the noise is.
Yeah, yeah.
You hear a sound, you fucking leave. Guy in a mask shows up, clamps over her mouth. This little 14-year-old girl is fucking raped.
Bam.
Yeah, and I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't expect this show that I thought was wholesome to do this to a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
So then later on, she ends up, like, she's on the fucking, like, the step of her house, and she's like, Dad, help. And, you know, the dad fucking brings her back in. And, yeah, then he's ashamed that this happened. Not like, yo, I want to fucking kill whoever did this. He's just like, nobody can know about this. This is shameful. And, see, I was just like, man, like, if this is as dark as I think it's going, I think the dad did it.
Yeah.
That would have been real fucking bad. Spoiler alert, not the case.
Damn.
Like, ah, man. So then later on, you know, she's in school, gets sick. Turns out she's fucking pregnant.
Whoa.
With a rape baby. Yeah.
Whoa.
So it's bad. And at this point, like, she has a boyfriend who's her own age, and, like, it's kind of cute, I guess. I don't know. The father's mad about it because he thinks he did it. It's just like, he didn't do it. Stop it. Stop your shit. Then later on, fucking, the father calls her a whore because she's pregnant. It's just like, she's 14. She didn't do this on purpose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, she got the shit beat out of her, too. Like, she came back all fucking bruised and with dirt. Because, you know, he obviously fucked her in a field. Fucking dirt.
Yeah.
Fucking
in a field isn't sanitary.
Yo. I mean, granted, and then it was also rape of a 14-year-old.
Yeah, the show sounds fucked up.
Yo, this was so bad. And then, complete, like, this is obviously a spoiler thing, but the episode came out in fucking 1981, so if you haven't seen it, you weren't gonna watch it. But fucking, so at the end, the little boyfriend wants to, like, fucking run off with her and get married and everything. And he's, like, fucking hiding her in some, like, a horse stable? I don't know. Something. Ends up telling this dude where she is. This is the dude who fucking attacked her. So the guy comes back to do it again, I guess. It was just like, bitch, there's a baby in there. Now you gotta fucking indent the head. I don't know.
Yo,
like,
yeah, you can poke an eye out.
Like, you trying to fucking do it again or you trying to kill her? I don't know what you want to do here. But at one point, she's climbing this ladder, and this ladder goes to fucking nowhere. I don't know where you're trying to escape to, it's not gonna work. So she climbs this ladder, and it's a rickety-ass ladder, and then as she's trying to go to the next fucking rung, the rung breaks, and she falls.
Ow.
And mom goes, oh no, she's gonna lose the baby. And then she's just laying there, and my mom goes, oh shit, is she fucking dead? And she's like, nah, no, she can't be dead. No. And we're just like, all right. And then they get her back to the house. And then the doctor goes to the little boyfriend. She's like, Albert, she wants to talk to you. And he goes and he talks to her. And very, like, fucking over the top, just like, it's like, my love, and I love you, and fucking, you know, we're still gonna get married and fucking leave together and all this shit. And then she fucking dies.
And then she dies.
Just, you know, her eyes just, you know, sort of shut, and she's dead. And I was like, they raped, impregnated, and now is a dead 14-year-old in this show that I thought was a sweet, wholesome show, minus the fact that it's probably fucking racist, because it is the 80s. Fucking 18-somethings. Not the 80s. No, it was a, like, shot and, I guess, like, put out in the 80s.
Oh, okay.
It does not take place in the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's way before that. Yeah. And I was just like, what the fuck? Yeah, this is wild.
A show called Little House on the Prairie, that's, like, I would suspect something nice.
Yeah. Apparently, like, because I've spoken to a couple people about it since, apparently, like, the first couple seasons weren't, you know,
as bad?
Not nearly as bad. Like, there's one episode where this, the main character, this little girl, ends up with a raccoon and wants to keep the raccoon as a pet. Then I guess fucking some raccoon kills a bunch of chickens, and they think the raccoon has rabies, and it bites the little girl and the dog. So I guess the father goes to fucking kill the dog because it has rabies. And then it was a different raccoon that killed the chickens, not the one that... Basically, the one that was a pet didn't have rabies, and it was fine, so you don't have to kill the dog and your kid. Because, I don't know, back then, did you kill your fucking kids if they might have had rabies? I don't know.
Is that a thing back then? You shoot a kid if they have rabies?
Shit. And, like, this family, the main family, the Ingalls? I don't know. I don't pay attention to I only know that it's fucking dark. Like, they finally, like, had a son, and they were all excited, but then the son gets sick. And the main character, little girl, is just like, no, I don't want to pray for him. Because, you know, I don't like that he's here. Because, like, I was dad's little boy, essentially. I was a little tomboy kid. But now he's got an actual boy, so he won't love me no more. And so she's like, I ain't praying for this baby. And the baby fucking dies. And it was like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
What's wrong with this show? And then apparently some bitches are pretending to be blind on the show. And I don't know. The whole shit fucked.
It sounds
there's
like
a whole cunt of a family. The whole family's bad.
It sounds shitty and sad.
Yeah, I was just like, who the fuck wants to watch this?
You know what I've been really into lately?
One of the kids ends up on heroin. Oh. The one whose girlfriend fucking fell off the ladder and died. He eventually becomes a heroin addict, I guess. I haven't seen that episode. I haven't seen a lot of the episodes. I've just read about the show now, and my mom told me, like, a bunch of things.
And is she like, she's like rewatching it?
Yeah. Because, like, three different channels are airing it at the same time. And she's like, I'm going to record all of them. And I'm just like,
A sad show to rewatch.
Yo, why? Out of all the shows you can rewatch, like, we've also been rewatching Golden Girls. That show's great.
It's a fun show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think one of the last times I was on here, I'll let you get back to your point afterwards if you remember it. I think we were talking about sitcoms and, like, what's actually, like, a good sitcom.
Yeah.
Besides, I guess, like, you know, Fresh Prince. Golden Girls.
Oh, yeah. Golden Girls is up there for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seinfeld, I feel like I left out.
I never gave a fuck about Seinfeld.
No?
No.
Kramer was a funny guy.
Okay.
I never watched it, really.
Gotcha. Like, I've seen clips, and I was just like, I don't care. Mm. But Golden Girls, fucking, the amount of times that they call this whore a whore. It's just like, dude, you guys are like fucking 60. You can't be calling each other a whore.
Yeah, right.
Also, this show takes place in, I think, like the actual 80s. And it was just like, you calling her a whore.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Them old bitches don't care.
Shit. Oh.
I've been really into lately YouTube Vice TV documentaries.
Okay.
So
Vice TV is a good fucking channel.
Yeah. Good shit on there.
Yeah.
If you're ever bored, go on YouTube or your whatever cable you have. There's so much shit to watch on Vice.
Yo, if you ever say that you're bored and you don't know what to watch ever again, I'm going to strangle you to death.
Oh, yeah, you've giving me some shit. I need to watch The Boys.
Yes.
I need to watch all the Marvel shit.
Yes.
I'm behind. But I came across the 17-minute video mm-hmm. that almost changed my life.
Almost?
Yeah. Okay. Almost. Because I shit you not, I made dinner that night for myself. This is only two nights
You
ago.
Cooked?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is life-changing.
I made mac and cheese and all chicken right. cutlets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
And...
Look at you, stepping up.
Yeah, I'm stepping up in the world from omelets.
Shit.
But they, this video was about a fucking, like, 20-something-year-old who has eaten nothing but mac and cheese for 17 years. Yup. And
see, you shouldn't be able to make it to 20-something if all you eat is mac and cheese.
Dude.
That shouldn't be possible.
Velveeta? That's what
Velveeta
it's
Velveeta bussin'.
Velveeta, yeah.
Ah.
That is the food.
That is my shit.
That is the brand.
Right.
That this dude ate.
Okay.
Consistently. And in the video, he says, if I go to eat anything else, I almost, like, just want to throw up, but I want to try it. It's like a it's an eating disorder.
Okay. Yeah.
So I felt kind of bad for him by the end
right.
of the video. But, like, the first 5 minutes of this thing,
mm-hmm.
I could not take fucking seriously at all.
Right.
I felt bad. I was laughing at this dude pretty hard for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But apparently there's, like, I think it's called selective eating disorder.
Okay.
So, like, apparently when he was younger, like, his dad was a real fucking asshole cunt fucker.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, treated him like shit. And the only thing he felt like he could ask for without there being a fight in his house was mac and cheese.
Oh.
So, like, he moved in with his grandparents, and then all he ate is mac and cheese.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's crazy. If you could eat one food the rest of your life... All right, nah, that's too hard of a question. If you could eat one food as a meal, and then you have one dessert... Or do you want to do the meals, like, we have to pick one food for each meal?
Oh, God. I don't want to do this question.
I'm
not good
question.
At shit like this.
It's a hard
like,
question.
If I had to eat chicken every day for the rest of my life, I can do that. But, like, a specific chicken, that'd be a problem.
Because
it's too hard for, like, to pick one. I mean, if I'm going reasonable, I'd do fucking grilled chicken. But, like,
yeah.
I can't give up pasta.
Yeah, right? We're Italian.
Yeah.
I can't give up pasta. No way.
Yeah, like, Yeah, if I could do different chickens and, like, a side dish, a little, like, pasta every day, sure.
Yeah, I think I could do, like, grilled chicken and pasta every day for the
yeah.
rest of my life, without
yeah.
a doubt. And I would need a dessert, though. See, I can't eat one food the rest of my life.
Yeah, exactly.
I love
food. We already added something else to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We couldn't get through the question without adding anything.
If it comes to that point, we just kill ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can only eat this one item ever again. It's like,
Yeah.
Dead.
That's hard to... Maybe waffles? No, but I don't know.
I do like waffles.
Yeah, I do like waffles.
Yeah.
Chocolate chips specifically.
Mm.
You ever have chocolate chip waffles with cinnamon on it?
No.
Oh, game changer.
I had fucking chocolate chip waffles with bananas in them. So, like, yeah, chocolate chip banana waffles. And I'm not even supposed to eat bananas anymore. That shit was good.
Yo, that sounds good. But yeah, that Vice YouTube channel has a lot of fucked up shit on it, though.
Bad. Alright, so there's a show that I was watching. Because sometimes I'll stumble across these at night, and it's fantastic every time. So I liked, Sex Sent Me to the ER.
I never...
So it's a show about, like, people who are fucking, and now they're in the emergency room because something went wrong. Like, this one bitch fucking put a popsicle stick in her pussy, different than the one that we had watched. And, like, got fucking, like, frostbite on her cunt? I don't know what the fuck
Whoa,
happened.
Wait,
yeah.
What?
I don't know. Like, she fucking... It was too cold. I don't know how long she had in there for.
She was finger blasting herself with the popsicle. Fucking herself with the popsicle.
And I guess she just left it. I don't know.
And then it, like, melted on her clit. And then her clit got frostbite.
Inside.
Oh, so her whole pussy got frostbite.
I don't even know how the fuck that works.
That must have been a cold popsicle.
There was another one. And this is wild to me. Girl sucking this guy's dick.
Yeah.
And he's got a condom on.
Mm-hmm.
And then she sneezed. And then, you know, just wait. Went back to fucking doing it after she was done sneezing. Then realizes that she can't breathe properly for a while. And was just like, what the fuck? They do an x-ray. She accidentally inhaled the condom. You don't notice that it's gone?
What?
Like, the dick tastes different. You don't notice that?
Yeah.
How do you not know? I don't understand.
Did she look like a crackhead?
No. They were fucking
normal
college
people.
Kids.
How do you not?
I'd be like, wait a second. That's... This tastes like skin. This doesn't taste like fucking plastic bag. Is that what a condom tastes like? I wouldn't know.
Well, yeah. Wait, hold on. Why is sex happening, oral sex, with condoms?
Dicks taste weird because you'd want to make sure nobody fucking comes down your throat.
Put,
I don't know.
Whipped cream on it or something.
No, because then you get fucking weird shit in your hole.
Some girl put like some strawberry like thing on my dick. Like it was like, I don't know, it was like a syrup thing. There's stuff that can be bought.
I don't know. They had a reason for using a condom. Some people do. I don't know. Maybe he's got fucking STDs of the dick and she don't want them in her mouth. I don't know.
STDs of the dick.
Which is, that's most STDs. Yeah. That's usually where they live.
Yeah.
On the dick. God fucking damn it. But anyways, so Sex Sent Me to the ER is one that I watch and would recommend. Because why not? It's fucking dumb. Oh, what the, like... Not, yeah, there was not My Strange Addiction, but Strange Sex.
Oh, My Strange Addiction is
that
wonderful.
Shows, yeah.
Oh, if but, you ever feel bad about yourself,
yo,
go watch one of those. Shit. I feel bad for those people too, but if you ever think you're fucking weird.
Shit. But, I was watching, Strange Sex, I think it's called. And this one, it's an older show. And this one couple, like, the dude gets off on, like, sucking tit milk. And the only way that you can access breast milk is if, you know, you fucking, your partner's cranking out babies.
Yeah.
So they already have two kids that are as close together as humanly possible. So the guy has a thing for fucking breastfeeding and impregnation. So, like, he just wants this bitch to keep having kids. And they even said, just like, I think we'll still be having kids in 20 years. Bitch, your body can't take that.
Yeah, that's a
so
lot of...
even, so, like, the... latest kid was, like, brand new, like, I think 6 weeks old.
Brand new.
Yeah, it was a new-ass baby. And, you know, she was just like, oh, like, we just got the clearance from the doctor that we could start having sex again, so, like, we'll be working on the next... Working on the next one? Already?
Yeah, that's...
This is gonna be a family that murders their fucking kids. And yeah. Also, I'm pretty sure this lady has one tooth. Because every time she spoke, you could only see one, and it was right in the middle.
Oh, no.
Bizarre. But, yeah, just... You can't be having kids like this. No, because even, like...
How many does she have, like, as of the moment?
At the time of the show, there was two.
Okay.
But they wanted that third one soon. And she goes, maybe we'll wait, like, you know, a few months. Bitch, wait, like, 2 years!
Yeah.
What the fuck? But then again, the other dude might fucking lose his shit if he ain't got the tit milk. Fucking go get a different tit.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Like, you can you gotta fucking go make a friend. Fucking drink her tit milk. Something.
If there's weird people in this world, do you know, like, there's people that like dressing up as babies?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they, like, act like babies in relationships.
It's a fucking problem.
They get...
I will kink shame the fuck out of everybody.
They, like...
I ain't scared of y'all motherfuckers.
There's legit people...
Find that... a kink to shame me about. You ain't got one.
There's legit people that dress up like babies and feed each other bottles.
No.
And fuck.
No.
Yeah, and dress up in diapers. And have a baby room with no baby. They're the baby.
Huh. Even just people. Like the thing where you're supposed to be like a child. It's just like, no. Like the dom daddy little girl thing.
Oh, yeah. No. Then there's bronies. That's not sexual.
Yeah, they
but
just
that's a
like
thing.
My Little Pony.
Yeah, there's guys that love that
shit. Just furries.
Yeah.
That's also a problem. I mean, do what you want to do, I guess, but, like, why?
Yeah, people... And, like, they go to, like, clubs and hump in those suits. It gets sweaty in those
Bro,
things.
Bro, I don't understand. How do you even, like, access your penis through these? How do you access any genital when
there
it's
has...
just, like, these giant suits? Unless there's smaller ones? I don't know.
Yeah, how do... Nah, people gotta be pissing themselves in these suits.
Because anytime I think of furries, I think about, like, the fucking music video for Savior by Rise Against.
Yeah.
Where, like, they're, like, beating the shit out of each other, like, moshing, whatever the fuck they're doing by the fire. But, like, I think of those types of suits. And I'm probably completely wrong. But I'm not looking into finding out. I don't want to know anything about it.
I'm kind of interested in finding out now.
Yeah.
Like, what goes on in those worlds. I would get a furry on the podcast.
Sure.
Should we... Should we try to get a furry on the podcast?
Yo, if you a furry, come out.
If you dress up like a large animal and
or
go
a
to
small animal, or some a small of them are squirrels. Animal,
yeah, or a small one, and you go to clubs and hump other people that do this. I want to know.
If, like, I wouldn't mind being on the episode, but if you do not feel comfortable with me being there, I won't be there.
Because
I don't know, me just saying, like, I don't get it. I don't know if I want to be a part of it.
But I wanna,
maybe they wouldn't want to hang out with me. But do the interview with Joe.
Well, this is the point, so we cannot try to understand them.
Yeah, sure. But maybe, like, you know, I just listen. It depends on if the person's comfortable with me being there.
Yeah.
Because maybe I am now a problem. Because I was just like, nah, fuck you and your silly shit. So that's a little off-putting to people.
That is true.
Yeah.
But
I'm sorry.
Maybe we can understand them.
Sure.
I mean, I would love to talk to some fucked up people.
Damn.
We're fucked up, too.
Yes, yes.
We played just coming from the people that played Dare Pong.
I mean, you.
Yeah.
I mean, just have a bunch of emotional problems, so.
Same. Yo, there's people
just
that...
just mentally fucked up?
There's people that fuck cars. Like, that they like their cars and they fuck them.
Yeah,
or
see...
they try to fuck them.
I'll understand the furry thing before I understand that.
Yeah. That's weird. Then that show, My Strange Addictions, is bad. Like, you ever seen the one with the chick who ate her mattress?
I've heard about it.
I feel bad for that person.
Yeah, it's gotta be bad.
But, like, why a mattress?
Oh.
That's so dry.
Taste good, right?
Yeah, like.
Oh.
It's odd.
There was. Because My Strange Addiction came on after the Strange Sex show. I didn't get to stay awake long enough to watch it. But I think they had, I want to say, like, the balloon person, the one who was, like, attracted to balloons.
There was somebody attracted
to
balloons.
Yeah, I remember that episode. I was too young when I saw that shit.
Like, sexually attracted to balloons?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, dude. The show's weird, Mo. Like, come on.
Like, if you hump a balloon... Do you have a balloon? I'll hump one. It's gonna pop.
Why the fuck would I have one?
I don't know. Was it somebody's birthday recently?
No. Even if it was, we don't fucking decorate for people anymore. It was Chrissy's birthday in May. She don't got those balloons anymore.
Oh, but like, why would somebody hump a balloon? But what if it pops on your dick?
That's the exciting part.
But like, nothing bad happens? I don't know. I guess not, right?
I mean, I guess, like, a piece could fucking shoot off into your eye, and that would hurt.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know.
Wait, so
else.
What was this guy or girl doing? Were they, like, making love to the balloon?
I saw it so long ago, I don't remember.
I
fell asleep before the episode
You gave
aired.
Me a lot of stuff to Google tonight.
Shit.
When I go back home, I'm watching a lot of fucked up stuff.
As you should.
Jamie, roll the tape.
Yeah, let me see.
We have... the technology.
Apologies for the dead air. There's a eating shit episode. No.
No, there's an eating...
That says eating poopful episode TLC. No.
Of My Strange Addictions?
Yeah. We ain't doing that.
I kind of want to watch somebody eat shit, though.
Balloon guy. See, this is going to be too long to actually watch it.
Yeah, we can't
on
watch
the
whole thing on air.
But
the man with the balloon fetish.
Yeah.
That's odd.
It's all odd.
This man is sexually attracted to balloons.
Yes, I remember him sitting in this room. Oh my god.
Oh my, that's a room with just balloons.
Yes. Because he wants to fuck them. This shit wild.
He must have saw, like, a porno... With a chick with big titties humping balloons.
Or he was jerking off one day and there were balloons around. And, like, you know, say it was his birthday recently and there was balloons and he's jacking off. And then the balloon popped and he goes, ah! And, like, you know,
and then,
at the same time that he popped.
And then it did some psychological thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now he can't come unless he fucks a balloon.
Ta-da.
These things happen. Have you ever
psychology's a fucking problem.
Have you ever ever known anybody with a weird tick? Like some like people that have to do weird shit?
Hmm.
Anybody like a weird like habit?
besides all my fucking, like, weird little things.
Yours aren't that weird. I mean, like, something like... I mean, we went to school with some weird motherfuckers, but I can't think of anything.
Damn. Yeah, I can't place any right now.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I really want to talk to somebody who does weird shit now.
Yeah.
Like, I want to get somebody on the show that humps balloons. Preferably.
Yeah, we need more interesting people, because we are not that interesting. Oh, shit, the thing stopped.
Yeah, it's okay. There's a lot of footage out of it.
Okay. Yeah, we're not that interesting.
I think
if you are interesting, come join us.
I mean, I think we're interesting, but I think
we're interesting enough, but we're not like, whoa, interesting.
Yeah, like, we don't...
We're not fascinating.
Yeah, we don't have any crazy, weird sexual fetish stories.
Yeah, no.
The most I've experienced is somebody's trying to shove a finger in my ass without my permission.
Okay.
That was just like, no.
That seems unfortunate.
Yeah.
For you.
It was.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't get in my ass, so it's okay.
Oh, correction. I don't know if he actually fucks the balloons. It just says he has a fetish for blowing up and popping balloons.
Oh, and does he, like, I guess he gets aroused by it, right?
Hence why it would be a fetish, yes.
Yeah, and then he goes and jerks off after, probably.
Sure. I don't know. I don't know the guy.
I mean, when me and somebody used to fuck, we would always get ice cream after, but that's not a fetish. I just think that's a way to finish it off, right?
Yeah, it's just, you know, a little tradition.
Yeah.
Like high-fiving after sex.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah. Fucking camera lens shut fucking made me nervous.
What is that? Like, it's like, good game, like.
Yeah. Just like, woo. Good job, team. What?
Yeah. That's... I mean, I feel like that's something I would do once. I don't think I would ever do it again, though.
Right. As you shouldn't.
Yeah, that's something that you can't do repetitively.
No.
Because then it's expected, like, right after.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's like, no, this isn't the life that I want.
Yeah, I can already imagine the laying down and then just not doing it. And then, like, somebody going, yo, you're leaving me hanging.
Yeah. We can't break tradition. We gotta high five. Yeah. It's like, bro, no. No, we don't. We're adults.
That's so fucking weird.
God.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's too funny. You said something about bombshell? What?
No, yeah, the fucking bomb squad was on my block a couple of weeks ago.
Bomb squad?
Yeah, like the people who come to investigate bombs. Real quick, we're putting the camera back on for this one. So it sucks because I don't actually know the full story, so this might be a bunch of fucking nothing.
But just reiterate real quick.
Okay. So, yeah, the fucking bomb squad was on my block one day, and it was very confusing. But earlier in the day, there was another house down the block that was having work done, or was supposed to have work done. Mitch was supposed to do it, like, you know, help, like, clear out the house.
Yeah.
And the guy decided, no, you know, Mitch isn't doing it now, just sort of, like, fucked him out of the job. Hire some other people to do it. Those people show up late. So the guy's just like, ah, fuck you. I'm not paying you guys now. And then at some point, the dude is just like, you're going to give me my fucking money. And is chasing him up and down the block. I don't know the details exactly. But somehow, in the midst of this, they uncover a crate of World War II fucking grenades.
What?
A crate of them. Yeah. Because the dude's house, apparently, like, he used to collect fucking, like, war shit.
And this is right down the block.
Yes. I can show you the house. And it was fucking just weird. And, yeah, so, like, they had to call the bomb squad to fucking get rid of it. So, I don't know if they were, like, cleaning the house and found it and were just like, oh, shit, this is a problem. It just ended up in front of some other guy's house. And then the other dude is just like, this is a box of grenades. I have to call somebody. Because I, you know, have a child and, like, would rather us not get blown the fuck up.
Yeah.
So I guess, like, they found it in the house that they were clearing out. At first, I thought the guy was just like, yo, we found these grenades. I'm sending this motherfucker to jail unless he gives me my money. That, I don't know if that was the case. But, yeah, it was just fucking weird. Like, and everybody's outside trying to figure out what the fuck's going on. And, like, the cops, like, let them kind of, like, be nosy for a while. And then they were just like, all right, everybody has to go inside in case these go off. I was like, oh, that's reassuring.
Yeah, that's like a thanks.
Yeah.
In case he's like, oh, World War II grenades go off the block.
No. I was like, would those even still work? And they're just like, yeah, as long as the pin's not pulled. They're still alive. I'm like, oh, shit.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, and I thought this was going to make the news, and it didn't. But I guess it would have only made the news if it actually fucking detonated.
It's going to make our news.
Shit. Yeah.
I would have loved to see a real grenade.
Like, just see it in person, sure, but not see it go off when I live
yeah,
here.
No, yeah, yeah. Like, I would love to, like, look at one and possibly hold one and not, like, fuck with it.
Yeah, don't pull the pin. Don't throw it. Yeah, that shit was fucking... A little anxiety, you know.
If you were in the woods with it, would you have thrown it, like, pulling?
I don't have that good of an arm.
You know, I would have wanted
that shit would have fell at my foot, and I'm like, oh, shit, and I would have died.
I would have wanted to do it real bad. Even just talking about it makes me want to go ask that guy if he has them.
No, they're gone. The cops took them away. The bomb squad took them away. Lame. That's why they were here, to take them away.
It sucks. I want to, like, go deep into Pelham Bay Park and throw a grenade.
Jeez. Just get rid of the entire park. Park gone.
Damn it.
You're going to go to jail.
I'm going to tell them I got them from this guy.
That guy's dead, dude.
Oh, shit. Well, all right.
Did I mention that part before?
No. No, you didn't.
Yeah, there was a dude who lived in this house, an old, like, little decrepit-ass house. He died. And, yeah, they were finally clearing out the house. He died a fucking while ago. I want to say a couple years, and that house just uninhabited, besides the grenades. And, yeah, and whatever other fucking World War II memorabilia he has.
I think he had, like, a sword or something, or, like, a gun.
Probably.
Damn.
I wouldn't know. Mitch didn't get to find out.
Have you ever seen, like, real-ass weapons? Like,
I've seen swords. Jeremy has a sword.
Yeah, I've seen swords.
Like,
little
katana.
Like, see, like, real guns and shit? I don't think I have.
I don't think so, no. Huh.
Yeah, other than cops standing in line with me at Dunkin' Donuts real close.
Yeah, like, I've seen, like, yeah. You know... on, like, security pockets and shit.
Yeah.
I think. Oh, no, we did. Was that the fucking Slipknot show? That at Jones Beach? Where, like, all the cops are outside and they all had the fucking machine guns drawn?
Oh, yeah, what the fuck was that about?
Yeah, that shit was fucking intimidating.
Yeah.
That wasn't fun.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is this all about?
Yeah, I guess they thought everything was gonna fucking go wrong that day. I don't know.
Standing there with machine guns.
Yo, I was just like, how crazy do you think this concert gonna get?
Something had to have happened there, like, the day or two before.
Maybe.
For them to be standing outside with machine guns.
Yeah. Imagine they were just, like, fucking fake. They were just, like, the water guns that look like actual guns. Just to fucking make sure we didn't act up.
Damn, that would be trash.
Yeah.
That would suck a lot of dicks.
Or imagine they were water guns and they just didn't tell us. And then just started shooting at people. Yep. Yo, I would have fucking ran so goddamn fast. I was like, I don't even care if that's water. That might be acid at this point. Fuck you. I'm gone.
You know, being around close firearms, it's not comfortable.
Yeah. Like, Tony's been trying to go to, like, the fucking shooting range. And it's just like, I don't know if I want to.
See, like, a part of me would want to, but another part of me is like, all it takes is one person with PTSD to look at me and be like, this looks like my older cousin Billy who used to beat me up when I was 6. And then they look at me and I'm not cousin Billy, but they fucked up memories think I am.
Yo.
And then goodbye me.
Shit. So apparently, like, you know, they have a guy there with you. So, like, if they even see, like, the slightest change in your movement, they're trained to, like, grab you and fucking stop you from doing that.
Yeah.
But there's no way you get it right 100% of the time.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah, like, what if somebody goes fucking nuts?
Shit. Isn't there a whole movie about that? Was that the American Sniper movie? I don't remember.
No, I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
I know there's a movie about a guy stuck in a phone booth that's getting sniped out the whole time.
Okay.
You never seen Phone Booth?
No.
Oh, dude, it's literally the whole entire movie. Colin Farrell is in a phone booth. And he picks up the phone. Like, he makes a phone call, then the phone rings. He picks it up. And it's this guy who with a sniper rifle calling him from across the street and telling him all the bad shit he's done and trying to convince Colin Farrell as to why he shouldn't kill him.
Colin Farrell in some weird shit.
Yeah. Yo, it's a good movie, though. It's fucked up. But it all takes place in a phone booth. It's pretty sick.
All right.
I'm telling you, it's worth the watch. I don't want to go in a phone booth after watching that movie.
That's the good thing they don't fucking exist anymore.
Yeah, that's true. Who was really using those at a certain point?
The British, I think.
All right. I definitely...
only ever seen them in, movies about England.
I definitely used the payphone.
That shit wasn't even a booth here, though. That was a fucking, little... a three-sided fucking thing you stand in.
I remember feeling really embarrassed because my phone was dead. Oh. And I had to call home. And I'm here putting quarters in a payphone.
See, I tried to use it once. It didn't
work. Years ago. No?
Yeah. Because, there was one left before, we graduated from Lehman. And I think it left with us.
Wow.
The year that we left, it might have been the last year of the fucking phone booth.
Yeah, there was one near the McDonald's in my neighborhood.
Ah.
That might have been the one.
No.
No?
No, I said by Lehman.
There was one
closer to Lehman.
Oh.
Closer to the Western Square station.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those are gone now. We're getting old. Yo, I don't like the new, have you been inside a McDonald's recently? It's very bougie. I don't like it.
No.
There's this touchscreen thing to order.
Mm.
Yeah. Not a fan.
Also, they actually did do it.
Yeah.
I know they were trying to do that for, the sodas for a while. I didn't know if they did it with everything yet.
Oh, yeah. There's only one, fucking cashier.
Wow.
At the one in my neighborhood, anyway.
Shit. That's because they started fucking... getting actual minimum wage, and they were just like, no, now we can't fucking have people here anymore.
Yeah, right.
We employ the machines, and we don't have to fucking worry about paying.
fuck that, though.
Yeah.
I mean, just fuck fast food.
That, too.
I mean, it's good every now and then, but... Yeah. I don't know.
I had a KFC biscuit the other day.
Yo, I had KFC. I was really high, right?
Okay.
With Tina, last week. And I had the bowl.
Okay.
They have some kind of bowl.
I've never had any of
the
bowls.
I'm going to say it right now. Everybody who loves Popeyes so much, I'm sorry. KFC is so much better.
Okay, so I did get to have half of, their chicken sandwich. Okay. And the entire house agrees. Just this is second best. It's not Popeyes.
Oh, you guys think the Popeyes chicken sandwich is the best one? I'm going to go out on a limb and say Burger King wins the chicken sandwich war.
Mom will fucking fight you on that. Mom and Jeremy both fucking fight you.
I will argue.
They had it the other day and they're just like, it's fine.
They had the new Burger
King?
And they thought the Popeyes one was better?
Yep.
Blasphemy. Burger King has won the spicy chicken sandwich war, in my opinion.
And yours.
And mine.
Yes.
McDonald's is that shit is. I broke.
Jeremy said it was too hot,
dude. Too shitty.
All right.
Fucking. So I broke about 6, 7, 8 months ago. I went on a good long spree. You remember this?
Yeah.
No fast food.
Right.
Solid. And one night I didn't have a lot of money, and I heard McDonald's had a new spicy chicken sandwich. And I was like, you know what? Let's break the stint because I consider myself a spicy chicken sandwich aficionado.
Mm-hmm.
So let's break the stint for the greater good. And I had it, and I was so upset that's what I broke it for.
Damn.
Because nobody can convince me that shit is good.
Damn.
McDonald's is just losing the... They need to just put the hot and spicy McChicken back on the menu and call it a day. They just disappoint me at every fucking turn.
Fuck. Yeah, this is a conversation that I can't really put any opinion
on. Yeah, because you're really, really not into the fast food stuff.
No, I said, I had the piece of the KFC chicken sandwich just because we bought an extra one.
Nice.
And I was hungry as fuck. So I was just like, you know what, let me have a half of this, and I'll have the fucking biscuit that I asked for. Because, I don't know, I like biscuits.
Yo, biscuits, KFC biscuits especially.
The KFC biscuit a little dry, but it's good, okay.
Yeah, I feel like all the biscuits are kind
of
dry.
Of course.
Slap some butter on that bitch.
Yeah, I should have.
Yeah.
I don't do fast food much in general. Like, even I haven't had the Popeyes chicken sandwich in maybe a year.
I haven't had some unhealthy...
But I will fuck up a thing of french fries from anywhere.
Yeah, french fries is where it's at. I haven't had some unhealthy dessert in a while. I mean, I do, but like...
What's a healthy dessert?
Well, I mean...
A fucking apple?
Fancy dessert. Like, okay. I haven't had like... We need to go back to that place, Chip.
Oh, I was just there the other day. My bad.
Why you ain't let me know?
Because
there's a 9 bus right by my house.
Oh no, we didn't go downtown for it. We went to Queens. Because they had the pina colada one, and I told my mom about it, and she's like, "I want to try that." And it's like, "All right, let's go." So me, mom, Jeremy, and Papa went, and Papa drove the way there. Jeremy drove the way back. Which, thank God, Papa drove the way there because we were lost. So we were just ending up in the wrong fucking area.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Jeremy would have fucking beat the shit out of one of us if he was the one driving there. But yeah, got a couple cookies.
Nice.
But yeah, I mean, fucking, I don't know, I see their weekly menu every fucking week.
So. You know, I'm always down to go buy cookies. That is definitely my weakness in this world.
Yeah.
Is fucking cookies, for sure.
Because there's so many different cookies.
Yeah.
The variety is so strong.
And there's so many...
It's not like with brownies. Like, we fucking adore brownies. And you can do a couple different things with brownies.
Yeah.
Not as much difference as you can with cookies.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you do a fucking different type of brownie, as far as, like, you know, not chocolate, it's a blondie. It's a different fucking thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I've never had one. I've had one.
I don't think I've ever had one, now that I think about it.
I had a Cinnamon Toast Crunch one from this girl on Instagram, The Cookie Girl. The Cookie Girl is great.
The Cookie Girl?
Yes. She makes some good shit. But, like, she's in Florida. So, only at certain times can she's able to ship.
Oh, okay.
But, like, for the holidays, she goes all the fuck out. So, highly recommend.
Oh, that fucking pudding.
The pudding.
That fucking pudding.
Canisa's pudding is the best fucking shit in the world.
Yo, what did you get me? You got me fucking...
I get you the s'mores one? Brownie one? No, I got you the brownie one.
Yeah, yo, yeah. That shit was good. Yo, we talk about food a lot on the show.
Yo, that's fine.
We're foodies. We're fatties.
But, yeah, actually, so right now, Canisa's, like, they have their own, like, actual shop now. But right now, there was some issue with the building where they had to shut down for, I think they're going on a couple weeks now, unfortunately. But they are, like, mailing out their pudding mix. So, like, you could actually order the mix itself. All you have to do is add, like, heavy cream to it.
Oh, shit.
And you get your own pudding. So I bought, like, two of them.
Damn.
So it's, I think, $30 for, like, 3 containers of it.
Damn, sounds good.
It's a good deal.
That's going to fuck me up.
And then they have their brownie mix they're selling, and their waffle mix, and their, like, cookie crumble top.
Oh, shit.
Yo, I'm so excited to get it.
Goddamn.
And then when they open again, fucking, I'm fighting somebody to get the fuck out there and actually eat there. I have a figure of this lady. She needs to get it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to feel so weird just handing her a figure of herself, because, like, she doesn't know me. We sort of kind of almost met once. At the first live bonfire that I went to.
Oh, okay.
The holiday show. Because, you know, they got pudding for everybody for that show. It was so good. The apple pie one is bussin'.
Apple pie pudding?
It was beautiful.
Damn. I never had that before.
Yeah. That one's a harder one to get hands on.
Are you more of a cake person or a pie person?
Probably cake. Just because a lot of pies require fruit. And the only fruit I really fuck with is apple.
Yeah, same.
But, like, apple pie, pudding pie. Like a chocolate pudding pie.
Yo, chocolate pudding pie. Ooh. And it's hard to come across good pie.
Lemon meringue pie. Duh.
Yeah, I still...
I'll fuck up a lemon meringue pie.
I still have to have lemon meringue pie. I've never had.
You could have had one when I made them for Father's Day. But then they didn't get put back in the refrigerator. So then nobody could have it.
Damn.
That shit was fucking upsetting. Because basically, so I'm a supposedly, or I guess now it's proven, I'm allergic to watermelon.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. I found this out years ago because I had a drink that was just watermelon and ice. And, you know, me and Papa were trying to figure out, like, if this was a thing that could work because it sounded good. And as I'm drinking it, my ears are getting a little itchy. And I'm like, that's weird. But I'm like, I'm used to that. I have allergies. And my first allergy is usually my ears get itchy. Ear and throat itch. And then I realize my lip has swollen. And then my throat's getting tight. And I was like, what the fuck? Realize an allergic reaction. So
out of all things to watermelon.
It's fucking water. How the fuck does that even work? That shit made me so fucking mad. So, like, I've had, like, a little piece before in the past after that just to see, and I was fine. So then on fucking Father's Day, we had watermelon. And it was just it looked so fucking good. I was just like, you know what? Let's fucking try it.
Yeah.
So I take one. It's a relatively long fucking piece. And I mean, it was just like, damn, this shit's so fucking good. I miss this. And then, fuck. I realized my breathing's fucking bad. And I was just like, oh, no. So mom goes, go upstairs, take two Benadryls. She's like, I can't take two Benadryls, I'm gonna fucking pass out. She's like, just take the fucking medicine. I was like, all right, fine. So I take the two Benadryls, I calm down, I'm feeling better. I have my fucking piece of lemon meringue pie. I give three other pieces out. Mind you, I made two of the motherfuckers. Two lemon meringue pies. You know how fucking hard it is to make a goddamn lemon meringue pie? Everything will fuck up the meringue.
Yeah.
The meringue is just the most fucking pain in the ass, precise little bitch. So basically, if the bowl is not 100% dry, your meringue will fail. If you get the slightest bit of fucking yolk in your egg whites for your meringue, it will fail. If you breathe on it, it'll fail. If you leave it too long, it's just not gonna work.
So, it's a complicated thing to make.
Oh my Christ, it's fucking awful. So I've now nailed the recipe. You know, you start with a cold bowl, you make sure the bowl is dry and clean and fucking perfect. You use some other shit, the cream of tartar shit, whatever the fuck that is. It stabilizes it, I guess. And you get a nice, nice fucking meringue. So I make two of these fucking pies. You know, we have some of it. And, you know, I'm thinking... No, not even... I fall asleep because I have two fucking Benadryls. I am out from fucking... It was a pay-per-view was that night. I don't remember which one it was. And I fell asleep in, like, the fucking second match. And I didn't wake up till about 12 hours later, if that. Maybe even longer. I don't fucking remember. And nobody else thought to put them in the fucking refrigerator.
Damn, so all that shit went to waste.
Ugh. I was fucking devastated. Like, it fucked up my entire day.
Damn, that would have made me upset, too.
I was supposed to bring some to my grandmother.
Damn. That's a waste of pie.
I was supposed to give some to your grandmother.
Damn.
Oh, I was fucking furious.
It's a waste of pie.
Uh-huh. A waste of pie, a waste of fucking time.
Word.
And even just the fucking... To zest lemons and to juice lemons takes so goddamn fucking long.
Yeah, nah, I don't know if I'd have the patience to juice lemons.
And I have to make another one for my grandmother because I promised her one. I don't even want to fucking look at the shit. I don't want to be bothered, but I told her I'd make her one.
Damn.
So now I have to fucking do it.
Now you gotta make lemon meringue pie again. This is why just chocolate pie is the way to go.
But lemon meringue pie is so good.
Chocolate pudding pie, man. It never fails.
Yeah.
What's the...
Ooh. You ever been to Perkins?
No. What's that?
Perkins, it's like a kind of like little restaurant thing. They make some good shit. They have, like, a big fucking selection of pies and shit. Like, they have a strawberry pie, and I think they sell cheesecakes. Like, a fucking banging-ass strawberry cheesecake.
Oh, shit.
But they had this fucking chocolate, like, a French silk pie. It's fucking beautiful. The first 80s wrestling con that I did, there was a Perkins, like, out there. So I said, Pop, I was just like, hey, afterwards, like, can we go to Perkins and, you know,
get pie.
Get dinner.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, sure. So we get dinner from Perkins, and I was just like, I made fucking a couple $100 tonight. We fucking buying a goddamn pie.
Yeah.
So I got to bring home a fucking French silk pie because of my fucking, the good job that I did at the convention. It's very happy.
Nice.
Yeah.
So are you doing any more cons now that this COVID shit seems to be somewhat dying?
Whenever the 80s wrestling convention comes back, I'd like to.
No horror cons?
I want to, at some point. I haven't found one that I can do yet because they usually require paperwork and shit. It's just I have to register as a business, I guess. I don't know how any of that works.
Do you ever think like you could get on like one of the, like the rock festivals, and if you just made a bunch of like
the problem with that is, how are you going to carry the fucking figure around all day?
That's a good point.
You know?
You would have
Because I was invited to do, what was that, Blue Ridge? Which is the festival that I really, really wanted to go to, too. Because it's Breaking Benjamin's only performance for this year. That's Drugs' return show.
Damn.
It was a couple of bands that I really cared about on it. Like Spirit Box's first show in the U.S., I think.
Wow.
Which is wild. But it's just like, fucking bringing figures out there, like, to sell isn't effective.
Yeah.
If I brought them out, like, for a band that I wasn't going to get a chance to see anytime soon and be like, here, these are yours.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be different. But
what if, like, you, like, got a bunch, I mean, that's probably a lot of money, but if you got a bunch of, like, boxes, like, but it's probably a pain
to still have to carry it around all day and hope that nobody fucking trips and falls on it, hope that you don't fall and break it, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because I guess the only other thing is I could be like, I'll, like, buy it, I'll hang on to it, come back to me at the end of the night.
Yeah.
But, you know, making sure that somebody's able to do that or actually does follow through and do it, I don't know how to guarantee that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, I'd offer the option to, like, mail it out to you.
Yeah.
But it'd be cool that's a lot on my end.
It'd be cool if you could get on a festival, but, like, yeah, that's a hard thing to do with the figures. Or even if, like, you just did patches and, like, maybe something else.
Yeah. Patches, I can, you know, like, advertise that I make figures, but just explained that it was not going to work for here.
Yeah.
Because you ain't gonna walk around this all day. Especially, like, could you imagine if, you know, you got fucking, like, field seat, like, standing room only seat?
And then you have that fucking figure in your bag.
I don't put this much work into shit just for them to be broken.
Yeah.
So, fuck that.
Nah, that's a good fucking point.
But yeah, it would definitely be cool. It's definitely a thing that I've kind of wanted to do because I've seen at Rock on the Range, like, how they would have, like, the guy selling all the fucking paintings and shit, like, the portraits.
Yeah, that stuff is cool.
So obviously there are people who can do it, but, you know, it's just...
It's a risky
thing. If anything, it would probably be best for, like, you know, advertisement.
Yeah.
You know, get a bunch of eyes and then hope that they fucking, you know, follow or
through
order from me afterwards.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I guess if you, you know, decide, all right, I'm gonna get this, okay, I'll go back to the car and then come back in. But some of the events don't allow readmission.
That. Yeah, which sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be at Rebel Rock Fest by myself, but I'll be there. So I'll be in Florida for 3 days, my birthday weekend. So if anybody's listening and you're gonna be in Florida, I'll just drop this clip and tag the shit out of Rebel Rock Fest in it.
Yo.
Be my friend for a weekend. I'll buy you beer. Not a lot of it, but I'll buy some for you.
I'd go if it wasn't Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, because they're the...
Because they used his headlining one night, right?
Yeah, the first night is Limp Bizkit. The second night is Papa Roach.
Okay.
The third night is The Used and Rise Against.
Ugh. Just bring me out for that third one.
There's still time, man. I'm just waiting for the tickets to come in the mail so I can fucking buy the hotel.
Yeah.
There's still time.
Man, I just don't think I could swing it right now because of, like, the work thing and everything.
Yeah.
And we're trying to plan two trips next year. So, yeah.
Hopefully Rock on the Range comes back, but now it's...
I want it to come back as Rock on the fucking Range.
It's going to be called Sonic Temple. I don't like that name.
I want Rock Allegiance to come back. Yeah, that was so much fucking closer.
Where the fuck did that go? Yeah.
Fuck.
That was like in Philadelphia?
Chester, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun. I like that one.
Yeah. Because it was Rock on the Range, but smaller. It's like, I'll take it.
Yeah. No.
That's fine by me.
It was cool. What was it, like 2 days, right? Or was it 3 days also? No, I think it was two days. It was two days.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit is cool.
Small Rock on the Range.
I'm very contemplating on, like, WrestleMania, but...
I want to.
Yeah.
I really want to.
Texas this time,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, and especially if the Rock
I've never
wrestles.
Been to Texas. I don't... Sorry, Texans. I don't particularly care about Texas. But, like, it'd be cool to be able to say I went.
Yeah.
And also fucking Six Flags in Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would go to Texas for WrestleMania.
You going to Six Flags with us if we go, too.
We'll cross that
Do
bridge
this
when
one
we
with
get
us,
there.
You fucking slut. Well, do the Jersey Devil. Jersey Devil's fucking wild. It's so good.
That's the name of the ride?
Yeah.
The Jersey Devil?
Yeah. It's the brand new one that they just opened out
I'm
here.
A Rangers fan.
It ain't got nothing to do with the fucking team.
I don't believe that.
It's just the fact that it's in Jersey and Did I talk to you about this? Because somebody was just like, did they get the name from the team? No. The Jersey Devil is a legend of its own. The team got the name from the fucking legend.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But watch me get on this Jersey Devil ride, right? And then the Rangers get into the playoffs and they play the Devils and watch the Devils beat the Rangers in the playoffs.
What are the odds?
I'm superstitious.
Is that team even good?
Sometimes.
I don't know shit about fucking hockey.
Sometimes. I'm superstitious. Sounds like there's some singing going on out there.
I don't know what the fuck's going on out there.
Yeah.
Who knows? But yeah, the ride, it's pretty fucking cool.
Listen, if you guys get me on some crazy roller coaster, we'll have to vlog the process of it.
Absolutely. We can do that. We were going to do that.
It's just going to be me having anxiety the whole time.
That's fine. That's what I did. That's the exact same shit that happened to me. The only thing is that if we get you to go this year, you can't do El Toro. Because El Toro is fucking just nighty-night for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is it really?
Yeah. I don't want to tell you why.
Yeah, because somebody got fucked up on it.
No.
Yeah.
No, nobody got hurt. Nobody got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I swear. No injury, but like the back seat kind of came on. But nobody was hurt.
It don't matter.
We were fine.
It don't matter.
It's also an old fucking roller coaster. Jersey Devil is brand new and fucking beautiful. King Ka is fucking perfect.
If one thing goes wrong on these things, if you don't got wings, Spider-Man ain't real, sadly. It's over.
But nobody got hurt.
Yo, I'd rather get into an octagon.
They were all fine.
And have, like, Nate Diaz
punch me. You got more of a chance of fucking dying at Rye Playland. Statistically. But better chance of dying at Rye Playland.
I don't want to die on a ride in general.
Neither did anybody who's died on these rides. Except if you're Tony, but he didn't die
exactly
yet.
So I'd rather get into an octagon and get punched in the face.
Nah.
A bunch of times by like Nate Diaz or something.
Roller coasters go upside down. We've basically mastered human flight that is fun. Because airplanes are human flight, but they're not fun. You just sit there and you wait for hours. This, like, you're moving, you're doing things that an airplane won't do for you. You don't fucking do fucking loops on a fucking airplane.
Right.
You better hope you don't, because that means you won't die.
Yeah, turbulence ain't fun.
That's not even loops, Mo. That's just that's a bumpy cloud.
Yeah, I still don't like it, though.
Yeah, fair.
I got on the Superman like 3 years ago.
Yeah, that should... It's cute.
And
that one fucking move is fucking wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. Maybe I'll get on a roller coaster before summer's over. Who knows?
Yeah, definitely. Nitro, you can handle like it's fucking nothing. Nitro doesn't go upside down.
Okay. This might happen.
But I'd recommend one. And even King Ka doesn't go upside down. It's just intimidating looking.
What if I just throw up on the ride?
Then you throw up on the ride.
That's scary.
Who dies by throwing up?
But still, then my vomit goes out and then it comes back and it's going to smack somebody in the face.
Shit happens, alright? You know who has to worry about if you throw up? Tony.
Oh, yeah, because doesn't he have, like, some thing where, like, if somebody throws up, like, he has a seizure or something?
Not a seizure. Well, I mean, he acts like that's what it is. But, yeah, he just flips the fuck out. Yeah, it's not cute.
He commented on the Instagram video at Emo Tim throwing up, and he went, nah.
Yeah.
And I replied, and I was like, yeah.
But yeah, Nitro doesn't go upside down. They're just hills.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I can.
And like
Nitro.
You kind of get like this like feeling that you're a little floaty. It's cute. It sounds a little scary at first, but you're buckled in.
Okay.
You ain't going nowhere.
I hope so.
Yeah. And like we could actually make sure that you're in even more than the people who come and check.
Cool.
But
Nitro I'll do.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
But do King Ka, cuz why not?
Isn't that like the fucking scariest one?
It's the biggest. But like I said, I've told you this a couple times now. You don't have enough time to even register what just happened to you. So by the time you're done with, like, by the time you're back on the ground, you did it already. So it's just like, wow, okay, I made it. Like, now I have to try that again. Because now you're just like, now I need to digest what happened. Because I guess the first time you're so, like, kind of fucking freaked out about it,
yeah,
that
yeah,
it doesn't get the click.
Okay.
It's...
Before
it's fascinating when you find out what you just did.
Before I go back to work, we might have this adventure.
I hope so. Right now, Tony's being a real weenie about ever going back. Because basically his car. But it's just like, your car got us all the way out to fucking middle of nowhere, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Like, it can make it to the hour and a half to fucking Six Flags. Suppy shit.
I forgot to ask you. I was going to start doing the outro, but maybe...
Oh, wait. Where's fucking... See, Brian can fucking go with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking... What time did you guys get home from that fucking concert?
Hmm. So they stopped at a McDonald's afterwards. So, like, we were home back inside by about 2.
Okay, I got them kind of around that general.
Really? You guys left so much earlier than us. Oh.
Dude fucking stopped at a Wawa, which was awesome.
Nice.
But then he stopped at a gas station.
I need to get their fucking apple fritter.
Dude, they have like Chips Ahoy milkshakes.
Nice.
I didn't get one because I was like full.
I don't give a fuck.
But
give me that shit.
I want a Chips Ahoy milkshake now. God
no, we hung out with the band for a little while after the show.
Nice.
There's, yo, Joey's so fucking friendly.
He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah. I'm like, he'll just come up and start talking to you. He's like, I talk too much because I'm nervous, but like, you know, whatever. And I'm like, aw.
Yeah. Everybody at that show seemed pretty cool.
Yeah.
I know Puddle of Mud is playing at that place.
Mm.
I don't know if that guy is like still wigging out or not.
Probably.
I mean, I would hope not.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, I hope not, like, for his sake and everything.
Yeah. So I might want to go back there because why not?
Yeah. Food is good.
Yo, that bar food was really good.
That mac and cheese was fucking slamming.
Yeah, that nachos I had was...
You had nachos?
Yo. Oh. They were like homemade potato chip nachos, though, bro.
Ah, it sounded fucking good.
Yeah.
But then it was like, you get chili. I just like, no, I want either regular meat that's not chili or like chicken.
I think Blastoise asked for chicken on them.
I didn't know you could ask.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to ask people at food establishments anything.
No, you just gotta ask.
I was just like, I'm sorry, you're gonna hate me. I apologize. I will try to make shit as easy as humanly possible, just because I don't want to be that pain in the ass, but like, I'm a fuck up, and I'm sorry.
fucking, what time are we at? Let's...
Over an hour, I think.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's something like that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't have the right fucking thing on here to know where we are.
we're professionals, right?
Sure. We know something, maybe, perhaps, not really.
No, we don't. We know nothing. I went to school for this shit. I know nothing.
Guys, make sure you order figures from Lauren.
Please.
Order stuff.
Business is dry. It's drier than me.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's too much. I don't think I'm dry,
but... funny.
But yeah.
Make sure you order figures Ruined Creations, right?
Yes, Ruined Creations.
Hit you in the DMs.
Yeah.
For the figures, though.
Yes.
Nothing else.
Nothing else. Yeah, I don't want to talk to you other than that.
Yeah. Just place an order for figures or patches, right?
Yeah, I still do custom patches. Just nobody fucking likes them, so that's why I don't do them. I'm working on custom sneakers.
Oh, yeah. That seems cool. I might throw you a pair of Vans.
Do it, bitch.
Yeah.
Yee.
Yeah, I'll fucking clean them up best I can, and then I'll throw them your way.
All right.
Is
it the bleached ones?
Yeah. Yeah, make some magic.
Just repaint them completely.
Yeah, fucking...
Just paint them black again.
Yeah. Do what you want with them.
All right. Do something.
Follow her music page. That's just Lauren Ruins, right?
Lauren Ruins MR. Like, as in motherfucker. But, like, the first letter and the last letter, not the F.
Yeah, and not the actual motherfucker.
Yeah.
Follow us here on Audio Asylum Podcast on Instagram. Like and subscribe to all of our YouTube stuff, please. The more fucking YouTube views and stuff we get.
I'm on YouTube too, I think, as Lauren Ruins.
Oh,
I don't remember.
The music page, right?
All the bass covers are on there as well, just in full versions instead of the like minute clips that you'll get everywhere else.
Yeah, make sure you guys support the YouTube page because the more notoriety we get on YouTube, maybe we can interview somebody fucking cool.
Yeah.
Or get somebody cool to play Darapong with us or some shit.
Yo. That'd be fucking great.
Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and SoundCloud. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And we'll see you guys next time.